Good morning again, and welcome to our service as we look at what the Lord has for us this morning. Last Sunday, I know I talked about Jesus telling those who are following, or John's disciples saying, come and see. And today, as our scripture was read, Jesus is calling individually his disciples to come and follow him. In his book, The Eye of the Storm, Max Lucado tells about something that happened to him while he was in high school. And I don't know if you read this book. It's been a long time, and I'm trying to remember and recall what he's saying. In that book, he's talking about as a family, they go on a fishing trip. And they do it during spring break. But one year, his brother and his mom couldn't go. So his dad invited a friend of his and told Max that he could invite a friend of his as well. And so these four men went on a fishing trip. Max and his dad looked forward to this vacation with great anticipation. They pictured the sun shining down on them as they sat in the boat in the middle of the lake. The yank of the rod and the spin of the reel as they wrestled that bass into their boat. The smell of fish frying in a skillet over an open fire. They couldn't wait. Finally, spring break arrived, and they loaded up the camper and they set out to the lake. They arrived at night, set up the camper, and went to bed, eager to get up the next early next morning to go fishing. But that night, a nor'easter went through. The next morning, the wind was so strong they could barely open the camper door. The sky was gray. The lake was choppy. There was no way they could find it out into the lake to fish. No problem, they decided. They would spend the day in the camper, just getting to know each other. They could play Monopoly, and Dad's got his Reader's Digest. Now, this is before their smartphones, so. I mean, today's dad don't need Reader's Digest, I'm sure. So the first day was spent. It went well. They couldn't wait now for the next day, so they get in their sleeping bags and ready for the next morning. The next morning, it wasn't the wind that made the door hard to open, it was the ice. It had gotten cold that night. It was too treacherous to get out. They tried to be cheerful. No problem, they said. We can play more Monopoly. We could read more stories in the Reader's Digest. Maybe tell more jokes. As the day went on, they began to get on each other's nerves. Yes, you know how that goes. Dad and his friend argued about politics. Max and his friend fought over the Monopoly. It was a long day and a long night. The next morning, when they awoke to the sound of sleet hitting the roof of the camper. They didn't even pretend to be cheerful. They were flat out grumpy all day. They sat in misery whole day, their fishing equipment still unpacked. The next day was even colder, and they finally loaded up, headed home, the four grumpy fishermen. Max Lucado says that he learned an important lesson, not about fishing, but about people. He writes, when those who are called to fish don't fish, they fight. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? When those who are called to fish don't fish, so they get into a fight. Compare that to the church. That's true, isn't it? When we lose focus of what God has called us to do, to make disciples, outwardly focused beyond these walls, when we change that, when we are inwardly focused, we get grumpy as well. We get grumpy. When energy intended to be used outside is used inside, the result is different. Instead of casting nets, we cast stones. Instead of being fishermen of lost souls, we become critical with each other. So Max Lucado's statement, when those who are called to fish, when they're called to fish, don't fish, they fight. It's very true. And this morning, I'm going to look at 2-3 different passages of Scripture. The first passage of Scripture that was read this morning, and you saw it, and you can open your Bibles again and reread it. And here is Jesus calling his disciples. And we've read this a million times. Matthew tells us in verses 18 through 22. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." I want you to pause there and look at that statement. "I will make you fishers of men," in other translations. "I will send you out as fishers of people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in the boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them immediately, and they left their boat and their father, and they followed him. So there's a little glimpse of these guys we're talking about. Okay? Think about it. They left their nets, left their jobs. I mean, they were fishermen. That's their job. They left that to follow Christ, to be his disciple immediately. Now, they were focused there. They were very focused. They knew what they want. They had that call. They were ready to step out in faith. I want you to go back in Matthew chapter 20. You know, this is later on. Chapter 20. So if you've got your Bibles, look it up. Chapter 20, verses 20 through 24. We read these words. "Then the mother of Zebedee's sons, James and John, came to Jesus with her sons," that's James and John, "kneeling down, asked a favor of him." "What is it you want?" Jesus asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." You remember that story now. Notice how the passage ends. "When the 10, that's the other disciples, heard about this, they were annoyed. They were angry with these two." Do you get a glimpse? Do you get a picture of what we're talking about this morning? They had a focus. Excuse me. They knew. They had the call. They had that passion. And now, the focus is gone. Now, who is the greatest amongst us? Who is going to sit on the right? And who is going to sit on the left? My friends, that can happen in our own lives. when we lose focus, when we lose our call. You know, we start out great. We step out in faith. And then, maybe this is after 3 years or 2.5 years or so. Now, you know, the focus is lost, maybe. They're looking inward. When Jesus talked about his kingdom, now they're worried about who is going to be great. Who's going to sit on the right? Who's going to sit on this pew? Or who's going to be up here? As long as believers are working together for a common goal, there is harmony and unity. But when the work stops and we look inward, when the focus is lost, when we look inward, within, then we start grumbling. We start fighting, like Max Lucado puts it. When we get inwardly focused, my friends, we become destructive. And I'm talking to the whole church, not just our church. This is happening in our Christendom, in our Christian churches. When fishermen don't fish, they fight. Their focus is lost. They look inwardly, and everything becomes blown out of proportion. It's sad, isn't it? We have so much to do as the body of Christ. Christ calls us to make a difference in this community. Christ wants us to show this community that we are a caring people because Christ is a caring Savior. Jesus wants us to model compassion, forgiveness, and a passion for the people outside these walls. What does it say to them if we cannot exemplify, we cannot show that outside? I'm carrying it a little farther. I don't know about fishermen now. It's also true, when fishermen don't fish, they run away. You know, look at Peter. Look at Peter. Peter is the rock. Jesus says, "You are the rock. I will build the church upon this rock." I mean, we can't even hold a candle to him. I mean, just think about this person. Again, you know, we're all equal, but have different gifts and graces that God has given. But look at Peter. Look at Luke chapter 2, verses 56 through 62. You know, he's the big guy. And when Peter, when Jesus is arrested, taken away, Peter is warming himself up at a fireplace there. You know, this man was with Jesus. A woman there looks at him and says, "I remember this man. He was with Jesus." And Peter goes, "Hey, I don't know him. I don't even know that guy that you're talking about." And then again, another person identifies him. Aren't you one of them? "Man, I don't even know this guy." Later, somebody else asks, "Isn't he that Galilean followed Jesus?" "Oh, come on. I don't know who you're talking about. I mean, this is Peter. This is Peter. Lost focus. Didn't realize until he hears the rooster crow and remembers what Jesus had told him three times. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And Peter cries bitterly. He finally comes to grips with himself. My friends, we do the same thing. If Peter did that, yes, I mean, we will confess, yes. And that's why we have each other. When we lose sight of our call, you know, we tend to run away from the Lord. But the fellowship of believers helps us. Because over and over again, I've heard people say, you know, I'm no longer coming to church. Oh, well, man, why are you not here in worship with us? Well, somebody said something. Somebody said something. I'm not going to be there. We've lost focus. We've lost focus of Christ. I wonder how many of us would have the courage, you know, when things like that happen, to say, you know, I worship the Lord. I don't worship a particular church or a particular pastor or a particular group of people. I worship Jesus. I worship Jesus. Yes, people, we are sinners. We do offend others, right? Agree? Okay. Amen. We are human. We offend. I mean, we sit in somebody else's pew. Oh, we don't say hello. I mean, I don't get to the back there when sharing the peace. I might not come. I say, well, he didn't show up to the back pew. Oh, sorry. I'll try to make it to the back. I mean, we are human. We make mistakes. We make mistakes, don't we? We are Christians. We are called to forgive, be compassionate, love one another, stand up for the right. You know, how many of us stand up for the right? When fishermen don't fish, they fight. When fishermen don't fish, they run away. And then when fishermen don't fish, they forget. They forget what they are called to do. Another scripture, John 21, again, verses 1 to 3. Remember that scene when Jesus, when the disciples, this is after the resurrection, the disciples go in the boat, they don't find any fish. They come back and they're grumpy. Let me stop there and ask you, didn't they lose focus? Jesus told them, be fishers of men and women. And after Jesus was gone, or they knew that he is back, the resurrected body, but still there is hesitation. They fall back, the default. They fall back. Let's go fishing. Not for fun. I mean, this is the job. Let's go back to the old ways. It's always easy to go back. Because to be fishers of men, fishers of women, it is hard. I mean, it's a task that you got to be bold to go, share your story, be an example. That's a hard thing to do. You would rather go back fishing, isn't it? And that's what the disciples did. My friends, this new year, you know, we came and renewed our baptism, but not just renewing our baptism, let's look at ourselves and understand our calling. our calling as Christians, Christ bearers. We bear Christ, His name. Do we live as an example bearing His name? Do we reach out? Do we touch others? Do we invite them, come and see what the Lord is doing in my life, what the Lord has done in my life, what the Lord can do in your life? May the Lord help us to refocus, and hold on to our mission, our vision that Jesus gave. Go beyond these walls, make disciples. Amen. Gracious Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to empower us to go to make disciples. Lord, it is hard for us to do that. We would rather just sit in the pews and stay inside here. It is hard to go out there and to be bold. But Lord, we know that you empower us with your Holy Spirit to go out, to be a witness, to share the story, what you have done in our lives, to tell people, come and see what the Lord has done. Bless us, Lord. Help us to reach out in Jesus' name. Amen.